Volume.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. TGIF people, get yourself a beverage, put your feet up, and let's get busy. Looking at your life.
Get busy.
And see what the future holds for you. We've been doing shows every day this week, mainly to check out, like, what are the best days for our audience. Fridays have always been, on and off, basically. And why not? As it's getting nicer out, people aren't sitting home. They're not quarantined like we all used to be.
Yeah.
So we are here, and we are ready to take your questions. So first, I want to remind everyone, we are not using tarot, oracle, or angel cards, or any of the others of that sort. We are using regular playing cards, as I'm right now showing to our Facebook Live audience, which is on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, if you'd like to listen to us and watch us. They're just regular playing cards. No hocus pocus, no magic involved, just strictly intuitive perception. And I believe that's all I am going to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Well, Forrest Gump there for you. We want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. Also, we would like to, anybody that happens, if you're calling in or if you're on Facebook Live, let us know if you're international and you shall get a shout out. We shall shout you out. I don't remember that was the name of that. Shout it out. The stain remover shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shout it all out by Tears for Fears.
Oh, that's right. That was.
Tears for Queers.
Hey. Well, yeah.
All right. Phone a number, because that's the number one way to call in. That number is 515-602-9676. When you call in, you'll hear some automated directions, and they'll let you know you're on hold, and you will be on hold, and you'll hear the show, and you won't be forgotten, because we see you on a list. We see you. We see your number. We don't know anything all about you. And we'll get to you. It's all good. If you get disconnected, your fault or my fault, or nobody knows whose fault it is, just call right back. It'll all be good. You can Skype in. Dude, this, people don't sometimes think you can only Skype to Skype software, but you can Skype to a phone number. You can Skype to a phone number. Domestic people, we get a lot of domestic ones.
Well,
it's very tiny and cheap. And then sometimes if you want to do it, if you really want to talk to us and you don't have Messenger, because we'll talk about that next, you can Skype internationally too. And it's not going to be as cheap as domestic, but it's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than a cell phone call. And method number two, that is Facebook Messenger. You must be a friend of Deborah Lee. And if you request her now, it's too late because we can't take it. But when you Messenger folks, you can only Messenger us when we ask, because we don't have a cool hold system for Messenger. And if we're right in the middle of something, we got to hang up on you. You can call back when we ask. It doesn't mean you're banned or anything. It's just we're going to have to hang up on you if we're right in the middle of a reading. That's just the ways it is. Also, phone etiquette for the phone calls, please. When you get off a hold, get off speakerphone. Doesn't work for us on our end. It's too weird going through internet radio stuff. Sometimes you don't understand what you're saying, and that's going to suck. Same with Bluetooth, believe it or not, because it's basically a speakerphone thing on your ear. It just doesn't fly real well. It's convenient for you folks, and if you're driving and you don't, laws and safety, you got to do what you got to do, but it might not work out. That's all we can say. Might not work out. Watch out of your background noises for everybody, no matter what you're on, Messenger or the phone. those things can get pretty poopy on our end there. We got international right off the bat. I will interrupt myself. Laura from the land of Canada.
Glad to have you, Laura. Someone else might be here, too.
Doesn't mean they said anything, though.
Yeah, if you are viewing the show on Facebook, say hello or hi or an emoticon.
If you want to. It's not like it's required.
So we know you're there. But if you'd rather
be
mysterious.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Veronica, which we never get to see.
It could
her.
Be spies. So anyway, to finish up where I was before, actually, watch your background noises, no matter how you're communicating with us. If you're typing, then you can do it. I don't care what you're doing. You can be naked and playing with zebras. I don't care. But if we're on a messenger or the phone, please be wary of background noise. Public is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible outside. That's pretty hit and miss if that wind is hitting it, right? Sound pretty rough. Kids, dogs, whatever else you got going on in your house. If you have cockfighting going on, you know, I might want to step away from the ring, I guess, and just relax. Sit down and relax. Don't multitask. All right. We don't have any current callers. So right now we're opening the floor to everybody, phone call or messenger call,
yep.
Or type your little question in right now because we've got some folks here watching us on Facebook Live. We will take whomever is first.
And it's often a slow night.
No, Friday is.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of times it doesn't get going already because depending on what time it was around, you might not even be home from work yet.
Well, and it's 4 o'clock out on the Pacific Coast.
And you might
right?
be stopping for half
so,
an hour.
Right,
on the way
exactly.
Home.
Or you're sitting in traffic. You know, or you may, like you said, may not get off till 5 or 6.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. And there's a lot of factors on that. So
we have found, though, that didn't we do a Saturday last week?
Yeah, we're going to do one again.
Yeah, and that was a good one. And not this week, and because it's Mother's Day, but we're going to also do a Sunday afternoon
one. Right,
we're going
to give it a shot just to see.
Yeah.
We got to experiment. We got to see what is best for who. And
yeah.
All right. We're going to turn to Laura from Canada. So nobody message. You can call in on the phone because it'll go to hold automatically. But don't, no more messenger in us right while we're doing this reading. This is Laura from Canada. How do you see my appointment going next week? I want to ask.
Yeah, what sort?
Yep. All right. I just asked. It's quicker for me to type it.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's a delay, 20, 30-second delay that most folks probably are aware of, but not all. So she's got an appointment next week. And we eagerly await. Ooh.
Oh, honey.
You saw it.
Yeah, honey, I'm so sorry. Are you just testing or are you diagnosed?
Yeah, we don't know, right? I'm assuming that means she's actually used the term.
What?
Breast cancer.
And I want you to know, I have a daughter-in-law who I believe it's gone on for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Breast cancer is swiftly becoming one of the, but they're having very good success.
It's early detection, which is kind of a crapshoot how fast it does grow, you know.
It's
lump in the left, thick mass in the right.
Okay, now bear in mind, I can share with you, I hate even to use the word opinion.
Because you can do an intuitive insight, basically.
Yeah.
It's a snapshot, a Polaroid shot. There's no medical science behind it. There's no legal things. There's no therapies, nothing like that. And she probably knows that. She's been watching the show for a while. But that's for the other folks out there.
Okay. Yes. So just bear in mind that I have to not get in trouble with internet gods. But I'll do my very best for you.
And we got Allison from the land of England.
Wonderful.
Over in UK.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm
going to
tell you about my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, she was diagnosed. She had, like, big, massive
tumors,
boobs.
Oh.
Like, a large one. And she got a third opinion because we lived in a small town, and they said they couldn't really tell. So she went out to Seattle, Washington State, and got a third opinion, and they said, we want to do surgery now. And they wanted to do all this stuff, and she goes, I want you to lop off everything so nothing else can grow. Now, she's had a million other things happen to her, but the cancer has not returned.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big key.
So
yeah.
They're making great strides.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my daughter-in-law had her breasts removed also. She did a reconstruction.
Yep.
Then some Then some tumors started appearing.
Right, so I just said get rid of it.
Yeah, and she just recently had another surgery where they took lymph nodes and stuff. But it's really your mother.
Just get rid of it.
Now, I'll tell you what, there was none in Jim's family, no history of breast cancer at all.
No, of any cancer. None of it, either side.
She put
none,
off her mammograms to such an extent. By the time she went in, she was at stage four.
I thought she was starting to do them on a regular basis, finally, then. That's why it happened.
Well,
but
I'm
anyway,
talking,
who cares?
I'm talking,
a backstory, but yeah.
And that woman worked a full-time job, and now we're going back some years.
Yeah.
This was before Daryl even got sick. She worked her full-time job.
What, 2015, 20 years ago, probably?
And she never took a day off, but
I knew her, so.
Yeah.
I was still working at the shipyard and decided to take time off.
And she went through all that treatment. They did do a mastectomy on her. And I think a lot of it has to do with attitude. She refused. She was saying to that Grim Reaper, you get the hell out of here now. I don't need you here. And that woman had such a fighting spirit. She's still cancer-free.
Laura said that's well, and she said she's not afraid, and that's good. You should be positive.
And I am going to be positive for you.
Say, you know what? I'm going to the doctor. Let's get this. Whatever has to get done, so
get
be it.
Get it out.
Because life is more important than some tissue.
I feel your appointment is going to be a good one for you, okay?
Right, and
but it can be scary.
Well,
and to worry. Okay, well, right now it's looking fine, but what about in 3 months or three? You know, you can start
overthinking.
Well,
you never know. That's one thing with the C word. You're never going to know ever. But you know.
I think it looks good for you.
You could worry yourself into even worse health.
Yes, very positive. And let's see what Veronica's getting for a
stand by for
the
Rebel card reading. And we have a phone call next.
Okay, I want to share one little tidbit after her.
She says, I'm not afraid, but she doesn't have a good feeling. Well, that can be relative, too.
Yeah.
It's be your anxiety.
Yeah. You get when you are going in for sketchy stuff.
I mean, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Detox. Drink a smoothie, unfriend that sleep hole, and throw some crap out.
So, regardless, it looks like you need to clean house a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, declutter your mind, get rid of, it's a terrible expression, but anybody that's a toxic individual starts trouble, stirs the pot.
Yeah,
somebody
that's
get rid of them.
It's like an anchor that's just dragging behind you and keeping you from doing things
and doing
positive things in your life. They got to go.
And maybe start some clean living, you know? So that's what I have for you. Now, here's my little anecdote. When I was 20, I was getting ready to get married for the first time. And in my mother, in her infinite wisdom, said, you need to get on that nifty little pill they have, so that the birth control pill.
Oh,
no. Now, we're talking, my oldest child is 40.
Right.
So just imagine, after I got married, I went in for a checkup. And this was a different doctor. And he said, we are finding in your pap test that your cells are abnormal and they are turning malignant. So he said, I'm going to keep testing you throughout the year, but I'm going to recommend to you no more birth control pills.
Right.
So I pitched him every other method of birth control I had a baby on. Five different babies and I lost two. So talk about a fertile myrtle, boy.
She really is.
But when they give you that kind of advice, and they all still are saying about, you see on TV, they say, don't smoke.
Don't drink, don't smoke.
Don't take it after age 35. I mean, there's a lot of precautions. So anyway, that's my little
story. What was
story.
This person's name?
Who? Laura from Canada.
Thank you.
Yep.
Canada.
And she thanked us too.
Yes. Well, thank you, Laura. You kicked it off.
Yes, she did. And
yes,
we'll give that number out because we noticed that we had a new person that was joined us on Facebook Live. It was Melly.
Melly.
And she asked, how do I get a hold of it? I typed it in there. You got to call in 515-602-9676. If you're a friend of Deborah Lee, not the Psych Love Doctor show, you can messenger us when we ask. But if all else fails, just hang tight, chill out, and we'll turn to the Facebook Live folks when the phones.
Yeah, Melly, are you international? We'd love to know.
She's from California.
Oh, she is.
I'm sorry.
What a cool name, though. Melly.
Yes, it looked like it was California. All right, Laura said, yep, show the results sometime Thursday. Well, that's fast.
Yes, please come back and let us know.
All right, let's see here. Well, the reason I say that is because we're going to one of the most wonderful states there is on this planet, 779, Illinois, 779.
Land of Lincoln.
Heaven land.
Do not say it. Do not say it. It's not the great land of Lincoln. It is the horrible land of Lincoln. Stop it.
It's the horrible land of poop and dread.
I can never resist.
And this is our most lovely Teresa.
I cannot resist.
Yes.
No.
So
hate it here.
Yeah, I want to know.
No rooster.
Well, I guess you got to assume the worst in that case.
Aww.
Yep, Diablo is gone.
Yep, aww. Well, but he was a shooting bright star. You know, that's what you look at, like your
He
pet
was a
stuff.
Good boy. I'm very upset. But I did get to see my chicken coop today.
Yeah.
I did get to see the Pecker Palace.
Well, we have all lost pets, and they're not around long enough because they're shooting bright stars, flaming hot, and then they're gone. So we...
Well,
I hope
roosters can cross the rainbow bridge.
I think everything that is living and breathing.
Everything,
can.
Every critter crosses the rainbow bridge.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I believe
even little Diablo, he got to cross the rainbow bridge. I'm just very sad.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure
I
you
have,
are.
I have baby peckers being born today. I have two already.
Baby peckers. Oh, I bet they're so adorable.
They gotta be.
Oh my gosh, they're like, they barely fit into your palm. Like, they're so tiny.
What color are they?
So, I think, I can't take them out of the incubator yet, so I can only look at them through the glass, and I talk to them, and there's all the little eggs are starting to pip, so you can't open you're on lockdown for, like, almost 48 hours.
Okay.
So, one of them is, like, mottled color, like, he's, like,
yeah.
Black and white and cream, and he's really pretty. And then the other one came out kind of like a yellowy color.
That's
and I think it's a silky. I think it's a silky chicken, but I don't know until the feathers fluff up and they get dry. So when I get home tonight from work,
yeah,
I should have a bunch more already out of their eggs because they're pipping pretty good. I'm super excited. So, from death comes life. It's the
That's
circle
exactly
of life.
Right.
It is the circle of life.
Yeah.
Yep. It sucks. It sucks balls. But if every single creature on this planet never died, we'd be in deep shit right now.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's why they called the houses in New York brownstones, because they used to pile all the horse crap up against it.
Yes, there's some very interesting stories about the early days.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because there were more horses in New York than there were people, and the amount of poop that they pooped every day had to go somewhere.
Right.
So Victorian times were not a good time because horses were everywhere and they crapped everywhere and they just picked it up and threw it in front of you, in your front yard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and your average poor farmer commoner person couldn't afford a horse.
No, true.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, that was the people that had some kind of cash.
Well, what brings you to the show tonight there, darling?
Yeah, what you got cooking?
I don't know. I'm sitting at work again on a Friday night, and I thought I'd call in and say hi.
Are you watching planes land again?
Yes, that's my job. I'm here to supervise the planes.
Do you? All right. Do you grade them? Hey, that was a great landing. I give you a B-.
I do grade them, and then I give them pep talks afterwards. You know, I'm like, good plane, good plane. Now go to your spot. Go park.
Go back to the plane. Say, hey, I remember you.
Yeah.
You got to stick your landing. You used to do better now. You got to stick it, buddy. Stick it.
Yeah, and then we got the little planes that do touch and goes because they got a school over here. So students coming in doing touch goes.
Oh, yeah, but indeed. We got to do lots of those before.
We had a lot of rain today. It just cleared out. So, anyways, I don't know. General reading, I don't know. Tell me if I got a man coming. You keep telling me, but I'm like, dude, I'm like bored. I need a boyfriend. I need somebody to torment.
It needs to be somebody to torture.
No, that same guy is here that was there last night about performing a business partnership with you. And it'll be a really good relationship. Lots of elusive right now. You don't have a lot of free time. And you're not doing a lot of social activity. But
nope.
And the right one will find you. It's happened to me, and I know there's others out there, so it's going to happen to you, too. Just right now,
I hope so, because I'm sitting here going, I don't know how anybody's going to find me. I don't go anywhere. I don't go anywhere. I'm at home or on the farm with the chickens.
I got to go to stores. You got to do life things. And you can.
I do, but I don't talk to anybody. I'm in and out, you know. I am flying out there for those couple of days, so maybe that's it.
That could be a target-rich environment.
Well, and
for
just
you.
Even the airport, you meet people. On the plane, you meet people. You know, it's crazy shit. Most of them you hate, but a lot
of
them.
Yeah, I haven't met a stranger yet. Everybody, I talk to everybody, so it should be fairly easy for me. But I'm down on my game because I forgot how to flirt, and then I don't know if they're flirting with me or if they're being serious. Like I look at them like, what? I'm special.
Well, in that special.
Yeah. I've been out of the game for so long, I don't even know anymore.
Well, I think that it comes when it's the right time for it to come along. Otherwise, you're just getting a pump steer, you know, and you're avoiding a lot of pain and heartache by, you know, the wind is not to play.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out there and start just trying to jump on everything that moves, you're going to hit a lot of turns.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, the new thing is, you could say, I'm not going to play any games. I'm just going to come out right out of the gate and say, I like you. If I like you, don't do it. Because the boys that are out right now are scared. It's like they haven't done anything in 2 years, and they're like, what?
Oh,
and they are scared.
Yeah.
So don't be me.
Well, remember,
maybe not so much you.
By nature, men prefer to be pursuers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So don't
I know. And I want a man to chase because I ain't chasing no more. I want the man to chase. Like, you either chase me or you forget it because I ain't chasing nobody.
Okay.
All right. What have we got, sir?
Stand by
Rebel.
For your Rebel card reading.
Get the flippity bloop out of your head.
All right.
Get in your heart. It misses you.
Don't overthink everything.
Don't overthink.
Relationship-wise. Even the ones you don't have. Could be coming up. Right? Could be upcoming ones that you haven't existed yet or not in your mind, not in your past.
And don't get cynical, you know, by this bit of a drought that you're going through romantically.
It's been your drought.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend years ago, and you know that this area is very easy to find dates because of the military.
It's easy to find dates, but it's hard to find quality.
Oh, absolutely. But this
it is easy to find a date, but it's hard to find the quality.
She was so cynical that when I'd go out with her and a man would come up and ask her to dance, she'd look at him and say, sure, you'll want me to dance. Then you're probably going to want to sit down with me and buy me a drink. And she went through this whole scenario.
And they're like, yeah, all I wanted to
do. Oh, my God, just shut up and go dance.
Then he would just leave.
That's what you need to do.
I know, and
she'd
go all the way to the point of saying, and then we'll have a relationship, and then you're going to turn out to be an a-hole,
and
then you're going to dump me. And so I say no.
Sounds like they made that Christie's character based.
Wow, that's not no.
Yeah. And the guy would be like, whoa.
Gotta go.
He's like, red flag, standing right in front of me.
You probably should have thanked her. Thank you for saving my life right now, because this could have been the most horrible thing I've ever
seen. I wonder if I know that person.
Oh, it was very long.
A long, long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't remember the Marine Reservist.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Love
you.
I know you got other people hanging.
All right, honey.
Go Illinois.
Take care.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Jump off the bridge.
She's hilarious. If she wasn't always so, her schedule being weird, it'd be cool to have her as a correspondent.
Yeah,
we'd call into the show.
She's going to be here 2 weekends, right?
Well, we may have to talk to her. you know, and say, hey, call in as often as you can to the shows.
She does?
Have a topic.
She's called in almost every day this week. Almost every day.
Well, she lost her little Diablo.
Yeah, she has a job, especially that she can call from her job and not get in trouble.
I feel bad for that little guy.
Yeah, well, he had a good run, though.
Yeah,
they
got
out and then lost?
Well, they're not 100% sure. I think she was telling us how there was, like, a pathway out. Mm-hmm. He was gone. And then there's predators that are, you know, hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad stuff. All right, before we take our next call out, let me put out, I'm going to give the hump. We're close to the hump. Boop, 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 boop. We're going to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And we're going to remind everybody that number, because you got to have the number, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. Call in. You can call in right in the middle of a call. It's got an automatic hold system. Don't sweat it if we're talking. But now, if you're a messenger, folks, you can't messenger us while we're doing a reading because we don't have a hold system. But anybody that's picking up a phone, the sooner you call in, the better you'll get in the queue.
I've read that they're going to add, what's it called? WhatsApp, which would be really cool because you can talk to anybody in the world. I love WhatsApp. Mm. You know, a lot of scammers on there, so you got to be careful.
Well, that's the computer world we live in now, no matter what platform you do.
I hooked it up to Facebook, my page there.
All right, we're going to move to our next caller, 216. 216 is from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Love to hear from you.
Bring it in. Hello.
Hi.
What is your first
this
name?
This is Jessica from Pennsylvania, correct?
Have we spoken to you before? Jessica.
Yes. You have, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep, oh, yeah, that's right.
So where are you located? Are you actually in Pennsylvania?
I am in Pennsylvania, yes.
Are you around Philly? Are you around Philly?
I am, I think, an hour away from Philly.
Okay, well, close enough for government work. Okay. All right, what you got cooking for us?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Just wondering what you're picking up as far as I'm still looking for my house. I'm still in process of manifesting that. I've moved out of the place I was living, and I'm actually at a campground right now staying in a log cabin.
Nice.
So I'm having a camping adventure.
It does sound charming.
Very charming, but
camping.
Is there a lot of wildlife that wants to be in there with you?
Yeah, and
like
you got to poop in an outhouse. You know, there's a lot of negatives there.
I like being with the woods and the animals. It's not like so wilderness. Like there's people around and stuff like that. Like it's not like so out there. But yeah, there is a bathroom that I have to go to. Like it's not a long term situation. I mean, I'm still looking for my place. But I just wanted to see what cards came up because I'm like still playing with the energy and like I've been some new things have been coming into my awareness which have been more in alignment of what I want.
Gotta kill it.
Okay, Facebookers.
No, they're fine. I'm just not there to respond to anything.
All right.
They're watching
us
live. Don't worry.
Let's see what we've got for Jessica.
When did she call?
A couple weeks ago.
I'm not sure it was on a night when
you
were here.
Yeah, it might not have been a night.
Because I don't know this person.
Then it was obviously not on a Monday or Friday.
But you're meeting her now.
I am.
She's no longer a stranger.
Jessica, welcome. I really think, like I said, I believe before, it's coming to you. There is such a shortage of homes right now. Yeah, I know that was loud. There's such a shortage, even for new homes. Hopefully that will resolve itself.
And everything goes up and down and, you know, left and right, pendulum swing.
And I really feel it's coming to you. Are you sweating out the time? I mean, didn't you have to move because I'm wondering if I'm confusing you with somebody else. The owner of the home wanted the house. No, not you.
Yeah, is me. Yeah. So I haven't been stressed about this. I mean, I went through moments in time that I had some stress about it, like before I moved out. But then I just have been feeling really guided. I mean, I had some like bumpy like moments or like a day or two or whatever that I felt overwhelmed, but like everything's been really guided. And even like at first when I came to this campground, I was like sort of upset. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? But I'm really happy here. I'm meeting new people. I'm living in the town that I want to live in. Like, this is exactly the town I wanted to move to, and I'm living here now.
That is
in this campground.
If you think of it, what serendipity to be living in a town in temporary digs.
Yeah.
You know, meeting people.
That's why they call them temporary. You're not supposed to be forever. It's okay.
And here's the man that is going to assist her in buying that house. He's right here.
Is he a realtor?
Or he's selling it on his own. It could be one or the other.
He's going to be his own agent or...
Yeah, he could be representing the house on his own.
What else do you used to call those things? Well, anyway, go ahead.
Or he is a real estate agent. But it's going to be...
See, that's the thing, I'm living in this place, like, so, of course, like, that's one of the signs that, like, I'm in this town that I wanted to live in, and, like, I'm in the woods, which is where I want to live anyway. Like, it's a lot of these things, and I want to live in a log cabin house, but, like, obviously one with all the amenities and everything.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to go open in another place like Texas.
Like, so I'm seeing how Spirit's, like, opening up all these things for me of, like, me getting different levels of it. The only thing that's interesting is that I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, this house that I find has to be amazing because right now, even though I am sort of roughing it a bit, I'm meeting so many people, and it's very exciting here. Like, it's very interesting, like, looking at how people camp out and the trailers that they have, and, like, it's a whole new world for me. It's an adventure.
Wow.
I'm not familiar with this lifestyle.
No.
So and I was like... Say that again. What did you just say?
I said you're a very gutsy lady to just go out there and do it.
It is a cool lifestyle, like she says. The little brief full time we spent at that campground.
Oh, yeah.
The people are all in the same boat. They are like the friendliest people on this planet, most of them. They're like, oh, where are you? They want to know everything about you, and, you know, they want to get together. Hey, come on out here tonight and get a fire going. Yep.
Well, I really feel like she's right on the brink of a house. And okay, so just keep thinking to yourself, very soon I will be moving my things into my new home.
And it's, what's cool is she's okay with her temporary digs,
so that
helps.
Yeah.
It helps you not get desperate and have any anxiety over the new house.
And making new friends.
You got a place that you're kind of comfortable with right now. That's cool.
And Jessica, tell me where you were living before you moved to Pennsylvania.
In New Jersey.
Oh, big difference. Huh?
That's kind of funny because...
It's 100 times better here. But, like, the thing is that, one of the new ladies I met just came to me, and she was like, did you want to come over to my campground tonight to have some tea? I was saying to Spirit, you know, how are you guys going to top this for me? Because it has to be an amazing situation where I move for me to want to leave here because I'm having so much fun.
And you have some really nice warm months ahead for you.
Yeah.
And a lot of enjoyment being out there. Are you working? Do you commute to work?
Well, I have been, like, so I do stuff similar to what you do. I'm a healer and an intuitive. They have events here at this campground, and I was talking, I got to know the owner, and I was telling him, like, hey, I could offer some events with you. So I'm just building out my life.
Well, this
was a
meant-to-be step for you.
And you can make a lot of connections with a lot of people you never would have made connections with,
exactly.
And that may help you in your future because they'll connect and know what you do.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome, and I think it's going to be a great experience from start to finish, and then there it is, ta-da, I think it'll be the house of your dreams.
Thank you. So
well,
how do I, let me ask you just one thing related to this, because there is this little tinge of something that comes up for me that is, that wonders, hey, I mean, I see all these benefits, and I'm happy most of the time, you know, generally, like sometimes there'll be some like negative, you know, something that comes up, okay, but that's normal.
Right.
And, but how do I know that it's, like, I'm not making myself, like, kind of suffer or torturing myself by, like, bringing myself here rather than just manifesting my health right off the bat. You know, it's unconventional, this path that I've taken.
Have you gone and toured some homes?
Yes, a bunch. They're all shitty. This was the best place I found.
Yeah. Well, I think you're operating personally on the correctness of the vibe.
Yeah.
If the house is struck as shitty, and this is very warm, comforting, charming, you know,
it makes you less desperate, right?
Yeah. And
yeah.
So panicky.
I think you are following your own best instincts. I really do.
Okay.
And you've got warm months here. It is coming. He's right here, looking right at you. And this is somebody that is going to want you to have that house. Looks like your financing is all going to fall into place for you. You know, the money. But it's just a matter, if you were super desperate, you'd have picked one of the shitty houses.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, desperation can make you make bad choices. And real quick, international shout out to Donna Marie.
Donna Marie.
From the land of Iowa.
All right. Well, you just...
Yeah. Thanks for saying that, because I was throughout the whole process, I kept, like, everybody, I think, out looking on the market is pretty, like, to rent, people are pretty desperate, so they just take anything, and I was like, I'm not living in that space anymore. I kept saying that. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm only taking a place if I love it, and every place has been like, you know, I can't live here, no.
No, the vibe, you could tell you would not be happy there. And it's important to pay attention to that. It really is. So I think, though, you are right around the corner. It may seem like summer.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. It's coming. And that's when I think your move. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you are meant to connect with these people. I feel great peace about that.
Home. You've been welcomed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have for this fine lady?
I like the one part of the card. I flipped it over and I went, ooh, Mother Nature. But I don't know if I like the front part. It says, eat your vegetables. Eat some stuff made by Mother Nature. But I like the Mother Nature so that front going. Keep on doing what you're doing, I think, is where you're supposed to be.
Doing what you're doing means you're happy with your current situation. You recognize it's temporary, but you're making the best of it. You're actually enjoying it.
Which is eating your vegetables.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
Nature. Ella Nature. You're not hanging out at McDonald's.
Jessica, you please keep calling us when we're on the air, because I want to follow your situation.
Yeah, I feel like this is like a book.
I do.
It is a book. I've been writing a book. Yes, it's a book. I've been writing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not in this book, so she must have called back in March, maybe, or April. But I do remember you picking up.
Jessica, Veronica keeps notes on the readings.
Yeah.
So if we need to refer back, she's very organized that way.
It's only like 2 months at a time, though. The books get heavy. So, but...
Right.
Deb keeps on saying something hot. I can see you hot in the house. Hot in the house.
So, she's going to be hot?
She's like hot. So like hot months.
Is she on fire or is she in a sauna? Or
a sauna.
Is she doing is she doing a sexy photo shoot or something? What is this hot?
It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a little bit late in the summer, like in the warmer.
Okay. She's talking climate.
Climate.
The most boring thing in the world.
Man, you know, that's the one thing is like nothing is, there's no certain, when you're living in this like new space that you're just in the now, there's no certainty. So it is like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for.
What a lesson though, in living in the now.
It's a lesson for us all. Even those that think we have certainty don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Life can throw us a curveball and get right in the crotch.
That's true.
Right. You're not going to be there, you know, shivering in the winter. That's a no-go.
Shiver me bones.
Yeah. And if you have a religious slant to you, God wouldn't take you this far and just leave you.
Right.
Unless there was a real purpose. Not likely.
You're in preparation.
There'd be another
And also,
journey.
Not being surrounded by a whole bunch of technology. You know, those ions are very positive and disruptive.
They probably have Wi-Fi.
Nature is more negative ions. You're surrounded by serenity. And, you know.
Right. It was like
so,
old school.
Mm-hmm.
Which was it? When you think about it, wasn't that
and
long
then,
ago?
Yeah.
100 years ago.
That's the thing about the nature is that every place that I went to, so I have an EMF reader, and I would take readings on these places, and they were all very high with, like, because people leave on their cell phones, they leave on the internet. I unplug all that stuff. I don't like being around any of that.
It can even cause illness, you know, people being around that all the time. So,
you gotta be careful.
And remember, May is Mental Health Month, so this could be a nice shot at some good mental health for you. I have good feelings.
Yes.
Mental health, or is it metal health?
Metal?
Metal health will drive you mad.
He's in a strange environment.
I'm in the 80s. I'm stuck in the 80s music.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be able to speak to you guys because it is, like, helpful. Like, it's just nice to share the story, you know, and just get, like, affirmation from
a
human.
You.
We welcome your calls.
We do.
All the time, anytime.
And I can't wait to your next one. All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
She's awesome. I like her. I like her energy and her voice.
Her energy.
You know, a lot of people would be shaking in their boots right now.
Shake,
oh, my God, room. I'm in a log cabin.
Yeah, I would not be a fan of that.
You know, and can you imagine me? I'd be like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Is that Tennessee Williams? Is that Tennessee Williams?
Yeah, Tennessee Williams.
It was a...
Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, he wrote that, Yep. All right, anyway. Thank you, babe. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to 515-602-9676. There is still time to call in. We have another caller, but that doesn't – we have time for more callers. If you
yes, we do.
We have a good queue system. And speaking of which, we're going to move on to our next caller, which is area code 212, the great Empire State of New York, 212.
Welcome to the show, New York. And what is your name, please?
Hi-ho. Hello.
Hi.
Say hi-ho.
Kit Kat.
Hi-ho.
Oh, it is Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
We're getting ready for a Seven Dwarves movie.
Hi-ho,
hi-ho. It's off to work, we go. To work and work and
all
work
right,
and work.
All right,
you guys.
Very
all good.
Kit Kat. I'm all you.
Comedy.
We're vaudeville here, you know.
Yeah, you're some version of it. Very interesting.
Exactly. Not a good thing.
All right, what can we do for you, my dear?
Well, I've been wanting to meet new people, new friends, like-minded souls, all that stuff. And curiously, I met this guy a few weeks ago at the library. It's a crazy story. I was trying to help him while I was waiting to use the copy machine myself. And then anyway, I passed him at when he was waiting for the bus afterwards, and I stopped and I ended up talking with him for hours. And it was fascinating for the evening and all that, and I gave him my cell phone number, and I wasn't so sure that was a good move. And I kind of put him off a little bit, but I said we could still be friends and talk sometimes. Sure. But I kind of, you know, maybe I'm not being fair to him. He has a lot of problems, and he's trying to work on them, I believe, but... I also sense that he's kind of needy, and I kinda don't want to be a big, can't explain it. I don't want to take on anybody. It sounds selfish, but I don't want to have my own issues. And anyway, so he's been calling and texting me, and I've had such a crazy week. I keep missing him, and I feel like he's hurt by that, but I don't want this responsibility. Anyway, I'm saying too much. I just wonder what do you feel? What do the cards say about this person?
So next time you run into someone and you're thinking, this sounds like an interesting person, You give them your email.
That's a good idea.
You don't have to answer an email. You can put it right into the junk box and ignore it. But when they call you...
Yeah, calling's not good.
Then you can block it.
Yeah, I would...
It doesn't take much for them to find your actual address using a telephone number.
Yeah, you have to be really careful. So... I don't know.
Speak softly and carry a big shotgun.
I almost would say like, hey, you know, this is just not a good time for me.
He is super attracted to you.
Yeah, of course.
But I also feel that he's a desperado.
Yeah.
In some ways where he's getting the hint by you not responding.
Because it's probably not the first time he's got hint.
I think he's
been dusted before.
Dusted?
He's probably got imprints of a curb on him because he's gotten kicked to it so many times.
I think that he's in therapy from what I see here. I think that he falls off his medication sometimes.
Ooh, that's super mega warning flags.
Yeah, and you don't need him stalkerish.
You got to shut that down immediately.
I think you should. It's not good for his mental health.
Nope.
And you don't need the headache.
It's just bad things. It can only get worse, not better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying.
He's not going to cause you any harm. He's actually going to go away because you two can't.
Oh, if she cuts it now.
If you start connecting with him and he says, come, let's go have a coffee or, he's going to immediately jump to the conclusion.
She must love me deeply.
Love each other, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. She wants to see me and have coffee. She's going to marry me forever.
I think it was very kind of you to speak to him.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
But he needs to stick with his...
No good deed goes unpunished.
That's
isn't that what
true.
They say? Especially nowadays when there's so many creeps out there.
Well, people are off their...
You want to be nice, but you get, like, punished for it a lot, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of issues right now with people having mental illness.
Yeah, that's real... Yeah,
God, look at all the killings and the suicides and whatnot. So I don't think you need to invite his energy.
His energy is too much.
It feels like he would just grab you like a life preserver floating by. Board games?
What was the catchphrase in the movie?
What?
I think that was Defense I Got, and then I kind of had to
The winning
him
move
off.
Is not to play.
Yeah, the winning move. Yeah, you're right.
Play the game. Get out of that game.
And I think there was a lesson in this for you. Like Veronica says, don't be too willing to give up your personal contact. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to stay in contact with someone, do like a, like a social media or an email.
Yeah,
something that you can go, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Something very indirect that you can control and not like your phone. Phone you can too, but it sucks.
Yeah, well, I hadn't thought that way because he doesn't have a computer. It's a bad situation.
He has no computer. But he's got a phone, which is like a computer.
I guess I can see that. If you have a really good smartphone, you can get by without a computer. I comprehend that.
Yeah.
I do.
Did you feel attracted to him, Kit Kat?
She said she did.
In a friendship, a spiritualist way. But then I'm not in any romantic way,
he's very physically attracted to you. He is.
Told him I was still grieving the loss of my partner, and I really wasn't looking for anything. And when I gave him the little talk, that put him off, he did call, I said that again, and I said I'm also not looking for any like real close friendships. Have so many issues I'm dealing with myself. I'm kind of in my own world, and I don't want to be leaned on.
Right.
He had also wanted me to meet this other woman who he thinks is going down the wrong path and not listening to him, and she needs a mother figure, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to be anybody's mother. I'm not going to be a mother to her, and I can't be a mother to you. I'm sorry. And then I gave him the whole
So he was trying
and
to really
he
break
called me
himself.
For a week, and then he started again.
Well, I was not.
And I thought maybe I was hard on him and too mean to him, and he's lonely and he has no one, and I feel for him. Maybe I should just talk to him here and there and be uplifting, but
no, I think
he's looking at you in a physical way.
Oh,
yeah, like he's hot to trot.
He's jumping the gun.
Yeah,
he's looking at you in a.
Oh my God!
Sorry, I had to do it because Facebook
me.
Blows goats, right. So I had to get out and go back in again. Sorry.
Well, anyway, I think you're fine to just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was kind of pushing too much, and he didn't take it. So you can go in your phone and block him.
Yeah, and he'll never know.
He'll never know.
Yeah, best thing to do.
Like he's looking for you, and you won't even know.
Best thing to
right.
do.
So I hope you know how to do that.
Create separation now while it's easiest.
Okay,
yeah.
Figure it out.
Oh, really simple to do.
Yeah. Click on his name and...
And you can Google it, too.
Go all the way down.
What do you have for a card?
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Don't look at anyone.
That definitely relates to this.
You need some time alone, and you know why.
See, does that ever resonate? Oh, my God.
Well, hello.
Oh, certainly.
Yes.
Can you say that again? I missed it. Kind of was going in and out.
Go ahead.
Okay. Don't talk to anyone.
Oh, wow.
Don't look at anyone. You need some time alone, and you know why.
That
probably apply that to your specific situation right now.
A situation, right, like, then let's just stop talking.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think she's saying in general. She's saying, like, right now, bam.
You need to stop talking to him.
Cut the ties. Cut the cords.
Cut the cord.
Okay.
You'll be better off for it.
Yeah. No, well, I appreciate the confirmation, so I feel... Yeah, that's good.
We like that.
I get it. That's good. Where my mind's been, so...
You have a lot of charisma, Kit Kat.
Charisma.
And it's like a magnet that draws people to you. We have another lady who often calls us out in California. She has the same thing that happens to her.
Who that?
Our Lynn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard from her for a while, knock on wood.
Why? She's doing well, right?
That's
right,
what we assume, yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, well, hon, we're going to get ready to end the show now.
Colors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, thank you for squeezing in, and I
thank
think
you.
It does more harm than good if you...
Absolutely. Okay. Very good. We'll heed
all
that
right.
advice. Thank you. Bless
you. Right.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Have an awesome weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. I just hit the cord, so who knows what's going on. We've got about 6 minutes left. Somebody would have to hit us up quick and hard, so to speak. To get a reading right now would have to be right effing now. Otherwise, we're going to roll smoothly out, end the show on a peaceful note. It's Friday night. People are out getting ready to do stuff, maybe go to bed. And the weekend's coming. Everybody likes that, unless you work weekends. And a lot of people do, so it's funny.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow.
A lot of people do. So it's kind of funny. We say, oh, weekend's here. And a lot of people are like, yeah, I work Saturday and Sunday. And it's like, well, sorry, man.
Yeah. Many years ago when I was working, Monday and Tuesday were my weekends.
Yeah, a lot of people have that. Yeah, have a little, or Friday, Saturday, some of them. I mean, it just depends on the business you're in and the schedule. All right, we are looking at, let me see. Oh, I got so many things open here. We got about just under 6 minutes left. So I think we should do a wrap and talk.
All right.
We are planning on doing a Saturday night show tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Correct. We are. It's part of we had a 2 week blitz where the only time we took off was Sunday. That was it. It's kind of a market study. We want to see what the best day of the week is because it's best to accommodate the listeners.
Well, and it's also an overflow. These are overflow shows from Mondays, which we are on newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, it's a very popular show.
Oh,
so sometimes the shows are jammed if you don't get in like sort of early, you don't get a reading. So try to help out.
Yeah, so we have appeared daily during these past 2 weeks just to be available
for
those that maybe can't connect with us on a Monday.
Or they do come in Monday, but it's so late because they had to work because it's a specific time. You know, it's an early show.
Yes, so do check out News for the Soul, by the way. There is something there for everyone.
Yeah, they're pretty much, from what I've seen, I haven't sat there and just stayed there forever. They look like they're a 24-7 operation. They probably replay some shows in the middle of the night because Nicole has to sleep. She's a human being. So, but,
yeah, but it's a very popular platform that she's got.
And it's all kind of themed around big general area where we are.
Metaphysics and
you're not
going to
have, it's not a, you're not going to see politics, Republicans and Democrats sword fighting or anything like that. It's nothing about that crap, which a lot of that on the radio, I don't know, people are sick of that crap. It ain't that. So I think you would enjoy it.
Yeah. Very, it's very good. Very, a lot of good food for thought.
She's like super boom on Blog Talk. You can almost always see her when you get to the very first page on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
She's that big. She's been doing that gig for a long time.
25 years, I think. They celebrated.
Wow, I didn't even know that Blog Talk's been around that long. Or maybe she was doing another gig on her own before that. I don't know.
So
I have to ask her sometime.
Yeah, we certainly will.
We could ask her Monday.
Yes, we will. So we'll be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is also 4 p.m. Pacific.
And for you international folks, you can figure that out, what it is in your time zone.
Well, like I guess for the our UK people.
UK people, it's about 5 hours. Then you start moving into Europe, you know, things change. South Africa is like 6 hours, they said. And Australia is the next day, like 12 hours-ish the next day. So.
Okay.
It is what it is. All right, we got about 3 minutes left. Any last-minute things you want to talk about with the cards or anything coming up? Next week, we're going to start talking about what is that device?
Yes, during the mental health month of May.
It is a lot of May left.
Yeah, we are on Monday. Or is it, Monday.
Monday, we're not going to do it.
We're going to start talking about, it's called the Apollo. It's neuroscience healing. And it helps to regulate you. It basically, it's a device that you wear on your wrist.
It looks like a watch if nobody knew what you were doing.
You could wear it on your leg.
She's got a watch on.
Yeah, and you go online, like through your phone, there's an app. And you're able to coordinate with, do you want this for sleeping? Do you want this for focus? For well-being? I mean, you get to pick out. It's your own account.
Yeah, I mean, and you plug it in, the standard little mini USB thing that still exists out there, and it charges, and it seems to hold the charge pretty good.
Yeah, and it is very helpful for those, like, say, have focus issues. I was diagnosed at 27 that I had ADHD. No, actually, that was sooner than that. I was a kid. Well, back then, they gave you a tranquilizer.
No, that didn't mean anything to them back then. They didn't really know anything about it.
No, they had no clue.
They just thought, you're a bright kid. You can't focus.
True.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, the Apollo is not cheap. I believe I paid $395 for it, something like that. And it's kind of like the calculator. Remember when they first came out, Texas Instruments? What were the price of those first? It was outrageous.
Well, the ones that actually were semi-scientific, they were like $100 plus minimum. And they were the little LED ones with the lights.
Yeah.
And they ate batteries up.
So I'll be checking before we demonstrate the Apollo. I'll be checking to see what the actual price is now.
Thank you, Sarah. Said great show.
Oh, thank you.
We're glad you were
very
here to
much,
watch.
Yes.
And you could have called in or chimed in, but
Apollo on Amazon. Nobody ever ordered anything else from there.
Yes.
Some people want to watch.
All right. Take care, everybody. We're going to see you tomorrow night if you've got nothing cooking. So remember Grandma's words. To dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Love you all so much. Dire Straits is going to take us right out of fire.